Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Before his death, Boston Mayor Tom Menino had already left a vacancy at the second home he occupied for two decades, Boston City Hall. It was just 10 months ago that Menino stepped down after 20 years as mayor. WBUR's Jack Lepiarz reports on reaction from the mayor's longtime colleagues.
City Councilor Stephen Murphy, speaking outside the council chambers at Boston City Hall, says he's known Tom Menino for 45 years.
He's always someone that gave our business, the business of public service, his best every day. He knew at an instinctive level that he knew what people needed.
Murphy was born in Dorchester but grew up in Hyde Park, Menino's neighborhood. He says he saw the former mayor just 2 weeks ago in New York when Menino was on a book tour. That event, on October 14th, was Menino's last public appearance. Menino's death, while not unexpected, still comes as a shock for many at City Hall. Not long ago, in 2013, many still expected him to seek re-election for an unprecedented sixth term. It was just 11 months ago that Menino left the mayor's office for good. City Councilor Sal LaMattina, his eyes red from tears, says he had hoped for a good, long retirement for the mayor.
Because he gave so much. He gave 20 years. When I say 20 years, 7 days a week. And, you know, he worked 24 hours being the mayor. And I'm sad because I wanted him to have more time to spend with his family.
Even Menino's political opponents had nothing but positive words. Councilor Michael Flaherty was the last person to challenge Menino for the mayor's office in 2009. Flaherty lost that race by 15 percentage points. He says a big part of what made Menino such a difficult opponent was his determination to spend time outside of City Hall. Flaherty says at every public appearance, Menino would drift off from the pack and talk to residents.
And he would ask them, hey, what's going on? What are you hearing? What are you thinking? And, you know, that in turn sometimes would turn into policy. So he really had his finger on the pulse, largely driven by the fact that he actually took a few minutes at all of these public events to talk to regular folks.
Above all, those at City Hall remember Menino as someone dedicated to the people of Boston. His successor, Mayor Marty Walsh, says the man maintained that dedication even in his final days.
He was sitting in the hospital bed. I was on the phone with him, and we were talking, and he said, "You're going to be a great mayor as long as you take care of the people of Boston and keep the people first." His last concern, to me, was the people of Boston.
Mayor Walsh says he's not sure if the city will ever see another mayor like Tom Menino. He says serving 20 years, as Menino did, is one thing. Serving 20 years with the record and legacy that Menino leaves behind is another thing altogether. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Jack Lepiarz.